Got a 69 Chevy with a 396. Julie heads and Hurst on the floor. She's waiting tonight down in the parking lot outside the 7-Eleven store. Me and my partner, Sonny, built her straight out of scratch, and he rides with me from town to town. We only run for the money, got no strings attached. We shut them up and then we shut them down. Well, tonight, strip's just right. I wanna blow them off in my first heat. Cause summer's here and the time is right. We're going racing in the street. We can meet and we cover all the Northeast state. When the strip shuts down, we run them in the street from the fire roads to the interstate. Now some guys, they just give up living, start dying little by little, piece by piece. Some guys come home from work and wash up and go racing in the street. Well, tonight, strip's just right. I wanna blow them all out of their seats. Yeah, we're calling out. Ago in a Camaro with this dude from LA. I blew that Camaro off my back and I drove that girl away. But now there's wrinkles round my baby's eyes. She cries herself to sleep at night. When I come home, the house is dark. She sighs, baby, did you make it all right? She sits on the porch of her daddy's house, but all her pretty dreams been torn. She stares off alone into the night with the eyes of one who hates for just being born. Well, for all the shut-down strangers and hot rod angels rumbling through this promised land, tonight my baby and me, we're gonna ride to the sea and wash these sins off our hands. Tonight, tonight, the highway's bright. Out of our way, mister, you best keep. Cause summer's here and the time is right. We're going racing in the street. Thank you.
Professor Roy Bittan on the piano. Well, it was 1965. I was 15. I just started playing guitar, and I'd been playing for about 6 months. There was a knock on my door, and it was George Thies, a school friend of mine. And he was looking for a guitar player for one of the first bands in Freehold, New Jersey. She's been to Freehold, see? That's Now, I could barely call myself a guitar player at the time, but I knew a few chords and a couple of leads, and so I followed him to a little house a block from the town's rug mill, and I embarked on one of the greatest adventures of my life. I joined my first rock and roll band. Lasted for 3 years. 3 años. E Street Band. 50 años. Woo! But anyway, 65, 66, and 67 were earth-shaking years in America, and was an incredible moment to be young and to be in a rock band. But if you cut forward 50 years from that afternoon, it was another summer day, and I found myself standing at the side of my good friend George's deathbed. He'd been in a rough battle with lung cancer. They only had a few days left to live. And I realized that with George's passing, I would be the last surviving member of that group of guys who got together that afternoon so many long summers ago. Now, as you get older, death brings a certain clarity, the presence of death. It's lasting gift to us, I guess, is an expanded vision of living this life and its possibilities. And the grief that we feel at when our loved ones leave us, it's just the price that we pay for loving well.